You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that.
And that was Hillary Clinton during the campaign. Basket of deplorables. I actually have a proud deplorable, or adorable deplorable shirt. I actually embrace it. Joining us to talk about this rhetoric is Douglas Hayes, a CNN political commentator, former deputy chief of staff to, at the time, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Doug Hayes, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thank
How
you.
Are
Good
you?
Morning. Good morning.
Very interesting piece that you have out after baseball attack. The hate in politics has got to go. It's an opinion piece on CNN.com. And you talk about the hateful rhetoric. But despite it being Republicans that were targeted yesterday, you talk about hateful rhetoric coming from Republicans, which I thought was interesting. What about some of the hateful rhetoric coming from the other side, too, like basket of deplorables and things? Some of the things Bernie Sanders has even said.
Sure. You know, in the piece, I talk about both, whether it's Republicans who, including our president, who have questioned Barack Obama's birth, whether it's people who leave nooses at the African-American Museum. That's appalling behavior and rhetoric. And what we've seen from a lot of Democrats, Kathy Griffin being a very prominent part of that, Democratic lawmakers who can't just oppose President Trump, they have to effing oppose Donald Trump. And the language that they're using at public events stirs that up. I can tell you, you know, it's good to talk to a Washington audience. You know, I live on Capitol Hill, and over the weekend I went for a hike on Turkey Run Park off of the Potomac, and I saw a car parked there that had a bobblehead of President Trump on the dash and had a noose around his neck. That's appalling. And we certainly saw some of those images with President Obama as well. That's appalling. I have three friends who were shot yesterday at a baseball practice, including one who was a Capitol Hill police officer. All of this rhetoric accumulates, whether it's on the right or on the left, which means it inevitably is going to escalate. And what happened yesterday obviously is tragic. And if it happened to Democrats, it would be just as tragic as well. It's incumbent on Republicans and Democrats to knock this stuff off. And when we see it happening on our side or the other side, call it out immediately.
I think, Doug, reasonably, most people respond to this and they think, okay, it's fair that, you know, everyone should abide by the same rules. And as a result, we often sort of notate all of the events on both sides of the aisle that may have led to something like this. But this is sort of out of whack. I mean, this is not just like a both sides thing. This is a disproportionate thing on the left. And I only say that because, you know, we look at in recent months, these riots on campuses, just the way that actual physical violence being perpetrated, not necessarily by left-wing politicians, but by people on the fringe left who are responsive to those left-wing politicians, or at least that share their values. And what I'd like to figure out is, why is it sort of a unique condition of the left that so much of this violence is tied into politics?
I don't think that it's unique to the left. Let's go back a year ago. Where Donald Trump had said at events, knock the crap out of them. And if you do so, I'll pay your legal bills. That adds to this escalation. We've seen a lot of ugly, hateful rhetoric towards Donald Trump on the left. We saw it towards George W. Bush as well. But we would be blind to think that a fringe element of of Republicans and conservatives. How many times did we see over the past 8 years a state treasurer of a Republican Party post pictures of Barack or Michelle Obama as apes? And we dismissed it because we didn't want to pay attention to it. That's terrible. You know, here in Washington, again, I saw somebody in a car, and it's just pathetic that they would have a noose around the President of the United States' neck. And I don't care if that's Donald Trump or Barack Obama. But we also see nooses left, hangman's nooses left, with the imagery that comes with it at the African American Museum. That's just as appalling as well.
I totally agree.
A right versus left issue.
I totally agree with you on that. And that stuff should be called out for sure and condemned. But, you know, the nooses, I remember as soon as that news story came out, I don't even think we've gotten to resolution on that news story yet. I had the same reaction that a lot of people in the press, and especially in the conservative press, did, which is this another hoax? Meaning, how many times have we seen hoaxes on campus that have been like so-called racial bias crimes that were actually perpetrated by lefties who are trying to make a statement? And that's like, I don't know, it's sort of it's another shade of the upsetting state we are in American political discourse.
I think that's certainly possible. But when the nominee and now the president of the United States for years had questioned whether or not the president of the United States was a legitimate president because he said he wasn't necessarily born in the United States, that adds to the hateful rhetoric. And we've seen too many Republicans time and time again who would question Barack Obama's citizenship, his birth, and even his religion. When I was communications director at the Republican National Committee, we had a staffer who tweeted out about Barack Obama being a Muslim. And as you know, quite often on Twitter, you can't read something and know that it was a joke, which this was. I had to go out there and say, not only are we not questioning Barack Obama's religion, we're not questioning his Christianity, which is a bit different than the rhetoric we've heard from too many Republicans. And I've been in too many Republican congressional meetings where a joke about Barack Obama and Kenya would be made. That's appalling, and we have to stop that. We have to be better if we think that we can tell the left that they have to be better.
With all due respect, I don't think you're comparing apples to apples. There is a difference between what you just talked about and what Vince was talking about earlier, where you look at Berkeley, where we have an entire generation where if a conservative speaker wants to exercise their First Amendment rights, they are shut down with violence. We saw people going to inaugural balls for President Trump who were attacked, who were robbed, who had objects thrown at them. You don't see that coming from the right.
I think we see hateful rhetoric and actions on all sides. And again, if we just want to make this a right versus left issue, we're never going to solve these problems. I spent the fall of 2015 on a college campus working as a fellow. I've seen conservatives get shut out. I've seen conservatives get spoken down to. And you're right, that doesn't happen to liberal politicians on campuses. That's appalling. But again, if we can't call out ourselves when we make these problems, we're never going to solve them on either side.
Let me make one point. I agree with you. I think we should. There's a difference, though. What we're talking about is the way people take that language. And on the left, it seems that they've been much more reactive in terms of being violent than anybody on the right has. I do think both sides have made mistakes in the way that they convey ideas. Doug Hyde, thank you.
The President of the United States advocated violence at his rallies. That's appalling, and we should be able to say so.
That's Trump's fault.
I think that's a reasonable criticism coming from Doug on that particular point. Doug, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education. And the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.